Dear students and staff, why is it that football gets two entire pages in my senior year book, and my name isn't even listed as an editor of the club that I've been in for 4 years? Why is it that the editors aren't recognized of our poetry magazine and our club where we share poetry, not analyze literature, like you said? Why is it that you paid more attention to the pages about football and basketball and golf than the pages about us? We've worked our butts off to get to where we are. I've written so many crappy pieces of writing, and I've written so many amazing ones. It's torturous to see that football matters more. Dear yearbook editors, honestly, I could say I'm honored and say thank you for recognizing me for receiving the Wellesley College Book Award, aka a super prestigious award for juniors I received last year for being outstanding in English. But nobody mentioned it at all. It was on my college applications. And I'm going to an honors college, but you didn't care. You cared about that other girl's sport award that she won for women. And you didn't care about my award that I won for women as supposedly the best girl in English. A future writer of America, a game changer. You didn't care? Dear high school, you never cared. I've done so many things for you. Some of those things haven't been good, but they've been done. And I would say my impact overall on the morale of your school has been very positive. Every student that knows me there generally likes me. People come up to me and say, hey, you're that person that does this. You're that person that does that. You're my tutor. You're my friend. You helped me with that question that one time. I texted you about a lab because I had no idea what was going on, and you tried to help me as best you could. You never turn anybody down. It's true, I don't. I work as a tutor, and I also volunteer as a tutor, and I try to help people because I love helping people. It's just in my personality. And I don't necessarily need a thanks for not eating lunch some days because I decided to help somebody. But I would appreciate that my achievements be documented in my yearbook. So, as I'm sitting here, debating defacing my yearbooks, signing signature pages, because we won't get signatures this year. COVID is mean. But that's okay. No signatures this year means I stumble over my words as I try to get out. I'm depressed about it. And it means I can change that. So I can create my own page completely dedicated to me. I can write all of my achievements there, but nobody else will see it. Dear COVID-19, I'm mostly mad about you because you took away a time in my life when I would be honored. At my graduation, I would have had a gold tassel, a pink cord, several pins displaying my achievements. Everyone in my grade and their relatives would have seen me graduate, would have seen what I've been through. You took that away from me. You made sure that won't happen. So, instead, I've been in my house for the last few months, every once in a while hanging out, in the backyard, distanced from those I love the most. Thank you for that. Now, the last interaction I'll have with some of the people that I've spent the last 4 years with will be handing them a textbook that I barely looked at all year because, well, textbooks are out of date. And I agree with that. What isn't out of date is honor. You can't take away the fact that I've achieved more in my life so far than some people have achieved in their entire lives. I might not be out there saving lives yet, but my dreams of being a doctor will never stop. I'll save lives one day. I know I will, in one way or another. I've saved people's grades. How hard could it be? Pretty hard. But I'm so excited for the opportunity to get to try. Dear life, you suck sometimes, particularly right now. And although you suck, I've realized that I deserve better. I've been through a lot in high school. I've left my mark in some really unique ways. And as much as it sucks sometimes when you're sitting there looking at the clock in a class you like just because you're that impatient, it would be 10 times better than my room.